Tonight, I'd like to invite you over to the book of Psalms, and we'll be looking at Psalm 97, verse 12. Psalm 97, verse 12.
Psalm 97, verse 12 reads this way. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do come before your throne tonight, thanking you once again for the privilege of gathering together as your people. Lord, being reminded that where two or three are gathered in your name, there are you in the midst. And so, Lord, we thank you for your presence. We need your presence, and we pray for the filling and guidance of your Holy Spirit to guide us into your truths, Lord, that we might hear from you, worship you in spirit and in truth, and then grow in the grace that you've given to us, Lord, that we might be the witnesses you've called us to be, that we would see souls saved. Lord, help us to tell others about you, that we would see people being saved, baptized, and discipled for your honor and glory. Use us, Lord, in a great and mighty way, and we'll give you all the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message tonight is simply, "Give Thanks at the Remembrance of His Holiness." Give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. That ought to be the joy of the people of God. And so tonight we just want to consider three truths to remember that will cause us to give thanks to our God's holiness. That's an important thing. That's what makes God who He is. Amen? He is holy. He is highly exalted. And we cannot approach Him but by His grace. And what a blessing that He has opened up that door through His Son for you and I to come boldly before the throne of God. And so he says, "I want you to give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." So again, tonight, three ideas, three truths. First of all, the Lord reigneth. That's a good thing, isn't it? Aren't you glad God reigns? Aren't you glad that evil and wickedness does not reign? They may have control in certain areas, but God always reigns supreme. Amen? We thank the Lord for that. Secondly, the heavens declare his righteousness. The lost can't see that. The wicked people can't see that. But the heavens declare his righteousness. And then the last thought will be, he preserveth the souls of his saints. He preserveth the souls of his saints. So back up with me, if you will, to verse 1. And notice the Lord reigneth. It says here in verse 1, "The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof." Now, we want to just stop here just for a moment. And it says here, "Let the earth rejoice." But then he's very specific. He says, "Let the multitude of the isles." Now, that word in the Hebrew is, ready, it's really a hard one, E. That's it. Two E's. In Hebrew, it's E, and here's what it means. It means the coast, it means islands, and it means the shore region, right? So we know what the mainland is, but God says, "I have not even forgotten the islands that are way out there." And there are people that are in some remote areas, and God says, I am quite aware. I am the God of the whole creation. Nothing escapes me. Now, I don't know if you've ever lived anywhere by the ocean, but when a hurricane blows in, it'll get your attention. Amen. Everybody gets to moving. And, you know, with tornadoes, you don't have a whole lot of time. But with hurricanes, you've got plenty of times. And boy, they'll wipe out grocery stores. They'll wipe out hardware stores. I don't know what they do with all their stuff afterwards. I guess they just throw it all away and they go back out there because the hardware stores are like completely wiped out with the plywood and all that kind of stuff. And it'll get your attention when you're there to see the kind of damage that it can cause. But God says, you know what? I am in control of all those things. I am aware of all of the earth. And so, listen, sometimes we can feel, how about this? Sometimes we can feel like we're an island, out on an island somewhere. Even though we're right here in Missouri, we can feel like maybe God has forgotten us. Maybe things, Lord, where are you? And God says, I am right here and I am still in control. So the Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof because of those things. He says, verse 2, clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. That's a good thing. That's the habitation of his throne. The things, the righteousness and judgment, that's where the throne of God is at, and that's where we want to be. We want to walk in the righteousness of the Lord. We want to, listen, the world has its pull, the world has its ideas, but they're not God's. And so the Lord wants us to realize where the Lord is at, And by the way, we think of clouds and darkness that are round about him, and we don't understand all of these things, but it must be an amazing thing. I'm also reminded, remember when the Israelites were freed, they had a cloud that followed them in the daytime to keep them nice and comfortable, and then at night they had a pillar of fire. And by the way, that pillar of fire separated the Israelites from Pharaoh and his army, protected them. So the Lord reigns supreme. He is in complete control. And again, sometimes we may not always feel that way, but still the truth remains that the Lord is in control. Notice what he says in verse 3. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. Wow. Listen, the Lord says, nothing gets away from me. Nothing escapes my eye. I see it all. And one day God's going to do a complete judgment, isn't he? He's going to judge everybody. Every knee is going to bow or bend, and every tongue is going to confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord. Notice what it says also, verse 4. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and what? And trembled. Isn't that something? The earth saw it and trembled. There's coming a day. Amen. God's people can see that, and we can say, wow, what a great and mighty God we serve. But there is coming a day when we will see things that will cause us to tremble and worship at the awesome God in whom we serve. That's going to be an amazing time. And God says, listen, I'm in control. You and I know this in our hearts to be true because we have the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And so we will probably tremble as well at the majesty of God, but we won't be afraid of our God because we'll know that he's covered us with his blood, has given to us his grace, and we have eternal life. And so we find here that the Lord reigns, and we thank the Lord for that. Notice the hills melted, verse 5, the hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. It just melts. I don't understand that, but we know it to be true, right? And you know, the world and those who wish to do evil and wickedness, they are in defiance of the Lord. But one day they will stand before this all-consuming God. Amen? The God of righteousness, and everything that is wrong will be made right. And we thank the Lord for that. Number 2, the heavens declare his righteousness. Notice verse 6, the heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. That's a good thing. All the people see the glory of God. Now, the lost person rejects the glory of the Lord. But my goodness, how can you look at creation and not see God? Have you ever been captivated by a beautiful sight? My wife would like to go to the Grand Canyon, but they say that's a sight to see. But we've been in Colorado and seen the Royal Gorge and just different things out west and seen the beautiful mountains and different things. And you just look out and you say, wow, you know, the Lord. And by the way, that was his judgment. Amen. Can you imagine what he has in store? The Grand Canyon was the judgment of God by the flood. And all the mountains and everything that went up. And if you'll notice, everything parallels the coast. You know, it all drained out. All the water ran off of the earth. And so we can have confidence that God is, again, in control. And the Lord says that the heavens declares righteousness. All the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images. So this is the lost world. And God says that they're going to be confounded. Listen, right now they may be bold and they might be able to stand up because they've not faced the Lord yet in his judgment, but we ought not to fear them, and we ought not to let them cause us to go their way. Listen, I'm glad the three Hebrew children did not bow. Aren't you glad? They stood in front of the whole empire right there and said, we are not going to bow before your image. Now, you know that came from the Lord. They would tell you they in themselves did not have that strength. Or they'd be like Peter, I won't deny you, Lord. And he denied him, didn't he? I'm sure Peter never forgot that because he realized his strength won't hold up. It's important for you and I to realize our strength won't hold up. Lord, I will not stand unless you strengthen me. I won't stand. I won't honor you unless I have your power. He said that. He said, without me, you can't do anything, but there's a lot of things we can do without the Lord, but they just won't glorify him. And so God says, listen, with him, we can do all things. And the all things that we ought to want to be doing is to glorify his name and to be the light that he's called us to be, because what is really going to matter when we stand before the Lord is how many people we were able to reach for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what's really going to matter. And listen, people have done some amazing things throughout the years in witnessing to people that have been in remote, unbelievably hostile situations and places and areas, but they went for the glory of the Lord to share the gospel. And God says, listen, I've got you right here. We have all the comforts that you can possibly have better than ever before. Even the most wealthiest people 100 years ago don't enjoy what we enjoy. The common people, we get to enjoy things that even the wealthiest 100 years ago couldn't enjoy. We don't really have much of an excuse. We have been given so much, and the Bible says where much is given, really, God requires, right? He says, I've placed you in a good place. Make use of that. The world needs to know. And the Bible says the reason is because, verse 7, confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols, worship him, all ye gods. Now, this might be a little bit futuristic when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, because remember, the glory of the Lord was in the temple in the Old Testament, and this truly depicts the whole world, right? It could have, an impact also on the idea of when the Lord comes back and all these things are going to be taking place. But God has given to us this time to spread the light, the truth of the Word of God to a lost and dying world. But notice what he says here. He says, so the world is confounded, all they that serve graven images. But look at verse 8. Zion heard, the people of God heard, and what? And was glad. The people of Zion heard and was glad. And the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of the judgments of the Lord. And this might be, again, something alluding to at the end, you know, when all the judgments, or it could have been also during the time of the Israelites when they were being pursued or persecuted and the Lord stood for them, right? And Judah was preserved. And we thank the Lord for that. So he says, verse 9, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. That's important because we have that confidence in the Lord. We can trust the Lord. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. And again, how many times has God done that? Look, David and Goliath. Didn't God deliver and the truth prevail? The Israelites out of Egypt. Daniel in the lion's den. The evil, wicked people conspired against him. And they lied and they said, oh, all the presidents, everybody has agreed to this little thing here that we're going to do for 30 days. And no one's going to ask any petition of any god except for you, O king. And that was not the truth, was it? And what did Daniel do? Did he complain? Did he say, wait a minute, this is not right? Did he do that? Or did he say, I trust the Lord. I trust the Lord. See, how can he do that? Daniel did not do that in his own strength. It was God that was giving him that strength. Listen, Daniel had that the same way we can, and that is if we will pursue the Lord, if we'll seek him. I need that in my life. Lord, I don't want to dishonor you in anything that I do. We should want God to be glorified in our lives in how many things? All things, everything that we do, may it be holiness unto the Lord. Why? Because he's holy, and he said, you be holy because I'm holy. You know what he said? We've got a relationship that I can do that for you. Now, I know this, I can't be holy without the Lord. How about you? I can think I can be holy, but I can't be holy without the Lord. Not the way he wants me to be holy. I can be good in the eyes of the world. The world might think, but God's standard is higher than the world's standard. And so I need the Lord to be holy and to be upright. And so notice what he says here. Ye that love the Lord, verse 10, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Did you see that? Listen, light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. God says you will never regret seeking the righteousness of God and being upright in your heart. You think David ever regretted being upright? I bet you he regretted when he wasn't upright. I bet you he wished he wouldn't have done that. Like anybody. I think Peter realized he wasn't upright when the Lord was telling him one thing and he was thinking another thing. And listen, I mentioned Peter. I allude to him often because it gives me hope. Amen? It gives me hope. I don't want to be a failure for the Lord. But one thing that I can see in Peter, that's our nature to think we can do it. And we want to do it. Because we love the Lord. Because he loves us. But the truth is, we can't, can we? We need the Lord. And God says, guess what? I'm yours. Just for the asking. Lord, show me how to walk. Show me how to walk with you. And I need to do that every day. Light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. And then he says, because of that, rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Boy, that's a place of worship, isn't it? We can just meditate on that in our hearts, in our minds, and say, worthy is the Lamb that gave his life and blood and rose again for me. And I have eternal life because of him. God, you are worthy. And you know, I think that's what I think God wants to show us that. Lord, I need to see that. Because if I can see that, we'll be different, won't we? If we can see that, God will change us. That's how he works. You know what he wants us to see? He wants us to see his holiness. And he wants us to know that he will walk with us in that holiness. He will take us in that path. And so again, give thanks at the remembrance of God's holiness. Amen? Would you stand? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we truly thank you, Lord, again for this reminder that you've given to us of your holiness, Lord, your great love for us, your mercy, your grace, your goodness. Lord, so many things that you have given to us to enjoy every day, Lord. And yet the best is yet to come that we can't even wrap our minds around of what it's going to be like when we finally see you face to face throughout all eternity, a time that will never end, no more time. And yet we'll see you and learn so many things, Lord, about a great God, Lord, that has given to us so much. May we walk in that light, in that truth, while we're on this side of eternity for your honor and glory, and that we might truly see souls saved. Lord, bless us as we break off for prayer, and we'll give you all the praise, for we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.